Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hollywood news and gossip. Without the Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
Oh, hey. Hey, what's going on, everybody? Happy Monday.
Happy Monday. Happy Divorce Monday. Divorce Day.
Woo! Yes, officially.
Hurry, file your papers.
Today is known as Divorce Day. We found out because people fake it over the holidays, acting like they like each other when they can't stand each other.
Yep.
And today is the official day where people file for divorce. Happy day.
Yes.
It is crazy. Statistically, the most, like, nuts. Also, Nine News just put out a thing today that watch out for a norovirus. I guess they've reported more cases than ever. It's usually starts the first week of December, and they've had an uptick in norovirus. That usually happens on the cruise ships, stuff like that. But they're saying that it is also well known if you share food. It can live on utensils, countertops, all that stuff. It said basically the only way to get rid of it is wash your hands with the soap. The soap.
There's no medication for it?
No. Nope.
Got to deal with it, huh?
Just gotta deal
with it. Isn't it a lot like the flu? I think it is.
Well, I don't know. It just says it's
you
a
throw
poop,
up.
Poop.
Yeah.
Puke.
That's the flu.
And you feel horrible.
Yeah. That's the flu.
Yeah. Is that the flu, though?
Kind of, sort of.
I never know which one the flu is.
I don't know
is.
Either. They're all a virus. I don't get it.
Yeah. I never know which one is flu. Anyway, hey, Bojangles is coming to Pueblo.
I know.
I've never been to a Bojangles.
Never?
No.
No, they're pretty good.
What is it?
Pretty good. Chicken.
Is it chicken?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Kind of like Popeyes.
Ah, gotcha. Anyway, yeah, so Bojangles is, it's the first Colorado location, and it's coming to Pueblo.
They have good biscuit and gravy.
Oh.
Yeah, take it from a Southern kid.
Yeah, okay.
Good stuff.
Good.
Yeah, Bojangles.
Bojangles. Yeah. Sounds tasty. All right, let's see here. What else? Oh, the Golden Globes were yesterday, as we mentioned, and last night, sorry. Last night, and I guess Demi Moore won. She's never won a Golden Globe, so she was super duper excited. Although people are saying the movie was absolutely horrible. Horrible.
Yeah.
It's called
getting bad reviews. The Substance.
And people are saying it was 2.5 hours of a waste and all that stuff, but I don't know. But
I feel bad for her because it's her only award she's ever won.
How do you win, though, if something's so crappy?
I guess she just looked like Demi Moore, and you're like, oh, my God,
so
I'm so pretty. She did look fabulous, by
she
the way.
She did, yeah.
Yeah, she looks amazing. Shoot. All right, anyway, here's her acceptance.
I'm just in shock right now. I've been doing this a long time, like over 45 years, and this is the first time I've ever won anything as an actor. 30 years ago, I had a producer tell me that I was a popcorn actress. And at that time, I made that mean that this wasn't something that I was allowed to have. I had a woman say to me, just know You will never be enough, but you can know the value of your worth if you just put down the measuring stick. And so today, I celebrate this as a marker of my wholeness and of the love that is driving me, and for the gift of doing something I love and being reminded that I do belong. Thank you so much.
You know, just as we've never heard of Divorce Day, I've never heard of Popcorn Actress.
Me either. That's a new one too.
Yep. Aren't everybody that's at the movies, aren't you a popcorn actress? I mean, every time I go to the movies, I get popcorn.
Well, yeah, I know what you're saying. And it's weird because Madil holds the bucket for you.
Yeah.
Between his legs. You know, hold the bucket for me.
I tell you what, I've never watched the Golden Globe since they dissed La La Crocodile.
Oh, yeah.
They didn't win a Golden Globe, and I've not watched it since.
Well, maybe Sonic the Hedgehog will pull through for you, because right now it's making $21 million, and it's, let's see here.
21?
Yeah, $21.2 million. It came in second over the weekend.
That's not much.
Well, I think that's just weekend, I think.
Oh, okay.
It's also been out for a couple days, hasn't it?
Has it?
Yeah, I think it came out in December.
Yeah, because that's only for... Right.
I thought it was opening weekend. That's not a
lot. Total earnings has been $187 million.
Oh, okay. Now we're talking. That's Sonic.
It says helping the overall franchise cross $1 billion worldwide. $1 billion for Sonic the Hedgehog?
The new one has Jim Carrey and Keanu Reeves in it.
Man.
Yeah.
Thank you, Schmidel.
Yeah. Keanu's a really good shadow. So,
what?
Yeah.
What did he say?
Shadow.
What?
Shadow the Hedgehog.
He's a character.
He's a character in the new ones.
Knuckles?
Uh-huh. Well, Knuckles was in Sonic 2. This one introduces Shadow.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
It's no Caillou. Sorry, that's what we grew up with. I mean, not me, but my kid.
Yeah.
I'm just a little boy. Caillou. Why don't you grow any hair, you freak? You're like 12. It's weird. I don't know if he has alopecia or what, but he can't grow hair.
Yeah, we never got to that one.
Yeah, well, I think it was over by the time you guys came around. All right, anyway, Meghan Markle. People are giving her a lot of crap. Apparently, Meghan Markle now is the new Martha Stewart. You know, she came out with, like, olive oil and stuff. And so she's trying to come up with this brand, the Meghan Markle brand, just like Martha Stewart. And she's introduced a new cooking show. And here is the promo.
Let's go. I've always loved taking something pretty ordinary and elevating it. Surprising people with moments that let them know I was really thinking of them.
What? This is probably one of the most glamorous moments of my life.
It's magic.
I'm going to share some little tips and tricks. I see what color I gravitate to, and everything goes from there. And how you can incorporate these practices every day.
Do you believe in magic?
We're not in the pursuit of perfection. Woke us all up. We're in the pursuit of joy. Love is in the details.
I have to do it totally wrong to get it totally right.
Ugh. Does she have that kind of fan base? I mean, I know Carson loves her.
Yeah,
but
I know
I'm just saying, does she have that kind of fan base that something like this can work?
Because
I don't feel like she does.
Not where I believe that she's a homemaker.
No.
No, I haven't seen that side of her
at all.
To follow her cooking tips.
I mean, you're married to a prince.
Yeah. Like, you have people.
You have that guy with, the tuxedo with the tray in his hand.
The butler.
Waits on you. Yeah, that dude. You have that guy.
You have your very own Jeeves.
Yeah. I don't get it.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what she's doing. I think maybe she's trying to be more likable, perhaps.
I don't know. The more they put her out there, or she puts herself out there, the more I don't like her. I swear, I don't know what
fair.
It is.
I know, because it's not
and
fair.
She's done nothing to me, but I just despise her for some reason.
Well, and I think that it's not fair we don't like her, but we still like the prince, because they both did it to themselves when they did that Oprah thing and just put the, the nail in the casket or whatever. I just felt like I hated everything that Prince Harry did to what he's known and been raised as.
Yeah.
You know, over a woman's hoo-ha.
Yeah.
The royal hoo-ha.
Royal hoo-ha.
I mean, the things a hoo-ha can make you men do.
Oh, powerful, Jamie.
I mean, look at you.
Go on and on.
You have a father-in-law who's going to live in your basement because of your royal hoo-ha.
Well, it's not royal.
Oh, What?
Well, we're not kings and queens over there at my house.
Dude, I'm just saying all the wrong
we're not
things.
Royal people. I'm just saying we're not royal blood.
Really? Thanks for explaining that.
Okay.
Well, I just want to make sure there's no
confusion, like I'm the king of Littleton or something.
I feel like you're going to be in the basement. Yeah. Exactly what you just said.
Father-in-law's going to live upstairs.
Yeah. Yeah, you're in the basement, buddy.
Yeah, I don't know what it is with Meghan Markle. I don't know why I should hate her, but I do.
I know.
But it's just everything she does and everything she touches. It's almost like she tries too hard to be in our lives.
It is true.
And like, leave me alone.
Oh, well, but now she's our new Martha Stewart, right, I guess.
Maybe she's got a good cookie recipe.
Amazon has exclusively licensed an upcoming documentary film on the former and incoming First Lady, Melania Trump, to be directed by somebody. A studio spokesman calls the film an unprecedented behind-the-scenes look at the First Lady and third wife of Donald Trump. I watched one about, oh, my God, I watched a documentary. Who was the woman? I think it was Mrs. Reagan. And it was a documentary on her. It was like 2 a.m. in the morning and, you know, you're just up or whatever. And she was so meticulous in the White House that they had to draw exactly where her figurines went on different shelves and stuff.
Yeah.
When they dusted, it had to be perfectly lined up because she had OCD.
Oh. Who, Miss Reagan?
Yeah.
Nancy?
Nancy, yeah. Because it all had to be so perfectly...
Because she would notice if it was off by an inch.
By a little bit.
Wow.
So they had to have like a diagram where they set it in the actual cutouts of the place. That would be a pain in the ass.
Wouldn't tough it? To live with her.
I know, right?
God. Yeah, that'd be a tough marriage.
Although, I don't know if you guys have ever had it. I had a cleaning lady that... She didn't like how I had my frame set up. Like, I have frames with pictures in it on a shelf. And every time, she turned them all to the left.
She would rearrange it?
She rearranged them every time.
Maybe she knew somebody in the picture.
I mean, no, because I had...
Like, I know that dude.
I had them turning towards each other. You know how you, like, kind of...
That's the way you're supposed to.
I don't know how you do it, but she turned them all left. Every one of them. And I was like, why does she do that every time?
That's a fun little game.
I know, right? Oh, my God. Don't you hate it when people come in your house and they rearrange your house?
Yeah.
I told you my mother-in-law, like, she moved the silverware drawer. She didn't like where I was in conjunction with the dishwasher. She thought it was too far to walk for silverware. What? You walk in your own house, you open the silverware drawer, and she's moved it? Who does that?
Yeah, I don't get it.
Yeah, that's
just playing head games.
The pictures is one thing because I would think, you know, maybe you dusted, you forgot exactly how it was sitting, okay? But rearranging the silverware, it takes a little bit of, a little cocky.
Bitty.
Yeah.
The meat is so tender. I was like, oh my God, why did I marry your son?
Yeah. Well, thankfully you poisoned her. She's gone now.
She's in a better place.
Divorce day came
so fast. Tender. Jamie, isn't
that rat poison, it works well, doesn't it?
She kept saying it. Isn't it tender, Jamie? The meat is so tender. Yes, Louise, it's tender. For the love of God. All right, I'm done. There you go, Tom.
Like that report ended on hatred.
Sorry.
That was a very negative report.
Sorry.
BJ, Jamie Morning Show. Happy Monday, everybody.
BJ and Jamie.
Look,
Wait, hold on.
I know this isn't breaking news or anything, but have you tried those new fries over at Chick-fil-A? Have you heard about this?
No, I haven't heard.
They've swapped out their oil. Okay, they're using this. What's it called? Pea starch.
It's like a pea protein.
Yeah, it tastes like pea.
Added. Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying they've got a new thing they're cooking in. It's pea starch, I think it's called, part of their oil, right? They've added this to it, and Jamie, it's absolutely horrible. We got some over the weekend, and it was terrible.
Well, you're not wrong. I'm reading an article right now. I just looked it up. Customers are not happy. Whatever you have done, please undo it.
Look, I don't really care for the waffle fries to begin with. They're a little big.
What was
and
that? Wait, what was that singing?
Twist.
What was that? Where did that come from? Is that a new thing?
Spadil's getting a tattoo.
Wait, what? What?
Spadil's getting a tattoo.
What are you talking about?
I don't know. He came in here talking about it a few minutes ago. Hey, Spadil.
Yeah?
Why are you doing it? I don't understand you, pal.
What are you getting? Tell us everything.
Yeah, tell us.
Okay, so there's this show that I really like. It's called Dan to Dan, all right? And the main character on it's called Ken. I'm going to get his face tattooed on my arm.
What?
Yeah.
Ken.
Ken.
Cool. Yep.
From Dan who?
Dan to Dan.
Dandy Dan.
Yeah.
All right, Dandy Dan, he's getting Ken on his arm, but it cost $1,000.
Well, it's $150 an hour. I'm not sure how long it's. She said it's going to be 4 to 6 hours.
6 hours. All right, do the math.
Uh-huh.
$1,000.
Yeah, about like $700.
For Ken on his arm.
Whoa, did you win the lottery or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did, actually. Nice. I was that guy that won out in California.
All right, you're going to have it on Monday, right? Because you're getting it all done in one city.
It should be done in one sitting, yeah.
All right. Yeah. We'll see it Monday. We'll post it.
Okay, sounds good.
I've never heard of Ken. Have you?
From Barbie.
From Dan to Dan?
Oh, yeah. Barbie.
No, this is Dandy Dan.
No, Ken's. Ken is the only one I know is from Barbie.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the only one I know.
So this isn't Dan. This is Ken from Dan.
Yeah. Dandy Dan.
Okay. Dandy Dan,
something
Ken.
Like that.
Yeah. I'm gonna have to look this guy up.
Yep. Right, I've never heard of it, but it's very important to him.
So some guy named Ken that doesn't even get first billing?
It just seems a little weird to us, Spindell. And we're not gonna harp on you. Do whatever you want to do. It's your body. Yeah. It's your choice. That's it, right?
Nice. Yeah.
Your body, your choice. Yeah. Okay. So you do whatever you want to do. But getting a character from a TV show tattooed on you, just I don't know. I just don't know if I've ever heard of that before.
Well, I just really like, cause the whole show is about him being like this super awkward dude, and he has to kind of overcome that to become the person that he wants to be, right? So I just really identify with that.
See, I identify with this. I gave you $1,000 for Christmas because I always try to help you out because you always complain about money.
Jamie,
I don't want to be your mom. I don't want to be your mom, but for me, I don't want to do that anymore because you make really poor decisions with it. Now, here's the thing. When you give people money, you're not allowed to dictate how they spend it, right?
Right.
Because it's a gift.
Jamie.
But, you know, when you try to help somebody out and then they put a freaking thing on their arm that they're not going to care about in a few years when they could have put it in a high quality mutual fund and earned, you know, 15% of it.
We weren't going to go here.
I'm
we
not.
Weren't
going to
go here. We weren't going
to
go here.
It's a disappointment to your mother.
I split it. I split it up. I thought it'd be cool to do fun for half of it and then serious with the other half. And that's what I'm doing.
Okay. Well, if you can afford to have that kind of fun, you go for it.
Yeah. I like fun that goes away. I don't want permanent fun. Like a tattoo.
Right?
Yeah, I mean, I don't mind. If I'm going to get a picture, say of even my wife, for example, if I'm going to put her name and picture on me, I want it to be one of those temporary tattoos. Because you just never know.
Yeah, it's peeled
off. You could, like, use your own boobs and, like, tattoo her boobs like that. You know what I mean? It's like, you're kind of like, you got a little bit of a rack and then put her head, like, right here. And, like, just that'll look good. Like you're wearing her boots.
All of a sudden, this didn't turn. No. This is not as fun
this
anymore.
This went south fast.
This went an entirely different direction than I wanted it to go.
Will this be your first tattoo?
It is going to be my first tattoo.
Do you have
and
one,
it's Carson? Kid?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
You have that tamp. What's it called?
Double hockey.
No, tramp stamp.
Yeah.
Yeah. With the hockey puck.
A little hard. Yeah. A little hard over a hockey stick.
Right in his middle of his back.
Yeah, I think it says like he bent over it. It says Gretzky. I'm like, what the hell?
And you have that one on your butt cheeks, the B and the B.
Yep. What the hell happened?
You know, get it, Bob.
I get it.
TJ and Jamie.
No, it's a good name.
Tortellini.
But we just fly different. You and I fly different.
We do fly different.
Yeah, because you're over there, and you, I guess you got what, a credit or something like that with your airlines?
Flight credit, from United.
Because you bit into a what now?
So I ordered the tortellini, and there was something hard in it, and so I pulled it out of my mouth. I was like, what the heck? And so I called the flight attendant. I was like, something's crazy in my tortellini. And so she's like, would you like miles or flight credit? And I said, I'd like the flight credit. So she gave me $100 for almost chipping my tooth.
Hey, Spindell.
Yeah.
Did you hear that?
That sounds like a good deal to me.
Right?
Yeah.
No, I'm talking about tortellini. They have tortellini on there. I've never had tortellini.
Well,
no,
on a flight? There was a choice. You could have chicken and rice, tortellini, or you could have a chef salad.
Spindell, you and I, we get pretzels. That little bag that goes nowhere. And now they charge for the soda. No. She's eating tortellini.
But you can order the snack pack. I've been back there. You can get the snack pack.
For $16.
You got to pay.
Yeah, you get it for free where you're sitting, along with your tortellini.
Well, they don't give us snack packs up there.
Well, no. They save them for us back there for $16 a pop. Well, you're up there, you know, chipping a tooth on your tortellini.
Isn't it funny? I almost died on this flight, right? We had an aborted takeoff, right?
Yeah.
All of a sudden, out of nowhere, because of, like, I think the compressor broke in an engine. And just based on the YouTube videos I saw, it sounded exactly like that. It was like, boom, boom, boom. And then he hit the brakes. I don't get any money for almost dying, right? And then they've lost my bags. I still don't have my bags, and I guess they land here today at like 11 from California. That's what the bag tracker says. No money for that, but almost chip a tooth on a tortellini, get $100.
Old tortellini teeth.
Yep.
Over here. Wow, that's pretty crazy.
Yeah, it was a crazy flight, and I love United usually, but man, it was a day.
Didn't one of the airlines switch over, and now they serve like a Burger King or something like that? One of them went to a fast food or KFC or something.
Smashburger, right?
Was it Smashburger?
Yeah, I think so.
I think, yeah.
Man,
yeah.
They should all do that.
I know.
I'd pay for like a chicken pack of KFC or something like that.
Yeah.
I'd pay for that on a flight. Yeah.
Delta has Shake Shack.
Yeah.
Oh, Shake Shack.
Yeah.
Man, nice. I got to fly Delta. Now, is that only in first class?
No,
or I think it's on the flight.
Yeah, it's everyone.
Yeah. Oh, I got to fly Delta. Yeah.
There was a girl, it cracked me up, right? So we're all flying, and I just fly first class because it's just more comfortable, right? I mean, I hate the middle and all
and
that.
The tortellini.
And I like the tortellini. Not gonna lie, tortellini is a friend of mine. Anyway, but I just like it, and I have the miles and whatever, and why not use them? But there was a girl in there, oh my God, she wore her sunglasses the whole time.
Oh, no.
And I was just like, really?
The lights are off at the cabin, yeah. She's got her shades on.
I'm like, okay, amateur.
Let me tell you what it's really like back there with the peasants,
okay.
where I sit, okay?
All right.
There's nothing worse than being on a flight. When you got on a flight and you were rushing or whatever and couldn't stop to eat, and you get on there and you're hungry.
Oh, yeah.
And you've got that little pack of pretzels that they hand you, which goes nowhere, and they won't give you a second. All right, but you get that little, and then you start smelling the food from first class. Jamie, it is torture. When I'm smelling your tortellini up front, oh, your tortellini smells good, girl.
Well, you don't know what's happening because of that little curtain they pull over.
I know.
So dumb. I hate that little curtain. I'm like, do we really need to pull the little curtain?
Yeah, like what are you doing with this?
I mean, those of us that are in first class hate it, too. Like, it's, like, embarrassing.
Oh, you got that curtain pulled, and you got that smoke wafting over from the tortellini. Oh, man, it drives us crazy.
That I really hate that they do is they send people back to the back of the plane to go potty.
Oh, yeah. You can't cross over.
Yeah, it's like, come on. Just let it. I mean, our bathroom is no different than your bathroom. It's still, like, you know, just a horrible place to be. It doesn't matter if it's in the front of the plane or the back of the plane. Go ahead and let people use it.
They don't want us to stink up your area.
I think you put it that way. Yeah.
They want to keep it all nice and fresh up there in the front. All right, we got to go, folks. Yeah, we got to go. Yeah. It's BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Oh, man, it feels good to be back from vacation.
It does.
Get it going again. All right, thank you for listening to the program. We'll see you back here tomorrow. Have a great day today. Enjoy your Monday. Bye-bye.
Love you, people.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.